In the 3 months after the assassination of President Kennedy, the nation was still numb from the pain of a profound loss. A young leader cut down in the prime of his life. The country was also sitting on a deep racial divide that had left far too many casualties and anxieties about the struggles to come. A presidential election year had arrived, one that would bring highs and lows of its own. The midwinter of 1964 seemed to be a very bleak and foreboding period as Americans were still in the throes of an emotional roller coaster. And then they came. The Beatles. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. They were four young, creative, and energetic lads from Liverpool, England, who were already a sensation in Europe. But now they had arrived on American shores to set the American musical horizon ablaze. And they would appear on the weekly Sunday meeting place where Americans gathered in front of televisions to bid adieu to the weekend and to welcome the challenges of the week ahead. CBS's Ed Sullivan Show. Sullivan had broken ground before with such artists ranging from Elvis Presley to violinist Yitzhak Perlman. But the Beatles were unique in their own right. They were young, brash, comfortable in their own skin. They sang in a harmony that harkened back to classic rhythm and blues and traditional English choral melodies. And their lyrics were poetic and spoke to the longings of the human heart. Songs like "Till There Was You" and "I Want to Hold Your Hand" celebrated love and light in such a unique way that it drew in the listener and appealed to their imagination. And the tune "She Loves You" became the anthem of a generation. In the few years after that Sunday night Ed Sullivan appearance, they changed the musical firmament forever with such revolutionary albums as Rubber Soul, Abbey Road, and the Grammy Award-winning Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, among many others. That Sunday night in February 1964 truly set in motion one of the great bursts of innovations that the world has ever known. And 50 years later, the Fab Four still appeals to our sense of youth, imagination, and a world filled with wonder as well as the possibilities that life has to offer. Their music spoke to their generation and inspired millions of artists to give their creative best.